Injection, fellas.
Are we on the air?
Yeah. Here comes the. Here comes the. Here comes the.
Y'all don't really want it like.
Try this one more again. Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me? Talk to me now. Talk to me now. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me now. Okay, can anybody hear me out there? I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see if we can be heard today. I tell you, it's it's crazy, man. It's crazy. I don't know if I can be heard or not, but we trying to get this show in today because this is a good show. Now, this is going to be a good show. I got that feeling it's going to be a good show. That's why I got to get the show in. But yet, I don't know if anybody hears me. Does anybody hear me out there talking to the world? And because we don't talk to the world. Can anybody hear me? Can you hear me in the chat room? Can you hear me in the chat room? This is a mic check. Mic check. Mic check. Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me? I need to know before I get on this roll. Y'all didn't know I was like a little poet or something, huh? I see ya. I see ya. Please, somebody let me know I'm being heard out there today. You know, I'm just going to have to shut it down. Shut it down and do a whole different type of thing. No, get the whole system overhauled. What kind of mess is that, overhaul? Because today we're talking about African Americans and obesity. You know, I don't think the devil wants us to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it, dang it. So, I just want to know, can anybody hear me out there? Because I want to talk to somebody. Huh? I want to talk to somebody. Anybody, everybody, anybody. Say hello. Say hello. Hello, 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 hello. Okay, all right. Well, while I'm waiting for any and everybody to give me a thumbs up on this sound thing. Hey, what's going on with y'all out there? Today is Tuesday, man. And if you're anywhere in Texas, you know what this Tuesday is about, right? It's about cold. It's cold. It's about being cold out there. Well, thank you. I see I am being heard now. Yoo-hoo! That's what I'm talking about. Oh, boy, I tell you. That was a lot of work, man. Y'all just don't know. I had to shut down, regroup, and do some technical issue things. But I got it covered now. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the response. I know I'm heard somewhere in these United States. Oh, Lord have mercy. So how's the weather where y'all are? You know, here right now outside, it's 34 degrees, y'all. It's 3:30. It's 3 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon, and it's only 34 degrees. I'm sorry. I don't care what y'all say. That's cold to me. That really is. That is so cold. That is very cold. In fact, that is just too cold. And I don't know. That's what you call that cuddling, snuggling weather. Mm-hmm. That's what you call it. That's what I call it anyway. Nah, I'm just saying. Anyway, look. Hey, welcome to Let's Talk Again. You know, I think we finally got our problem, our issues with our sound taken care of. Today we got a great show. And is Are African Americans obese by choice? And I, you know, like I mentioned before, but y'all couldn't hear me. You know, I am expecting a very, very lively show because there are many, many, many different aspects and views on this thing as far as the African American obesity problem, especially in the community. We have so many different things that happens, you know, as far as the African American when it comes to eating. You know, for eating and what have you. So yes, we're gonna mess with this a little bit. And you know, I think what's gonna happen is with this show here, we're gonna go on to get started with it today, but we're gonna finish it Friday night. So what we don't finish today, Friday we will finish. Make sure we put that out there now so that they'll know. You know, being that we are, you know, on an hour late, hopefully the council notice that we're back on the air and come on back. It may be somebody nap time, though. You know, it may be some of their nap times. But anyway, so be it, so forth, and so on. We're going to talk about this thing anyway we got called obesity. But before we do, if you want to join the conversation today, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Join me in the me and A-Nav in the chat room. You know, just sign in to www.blogtalkradio.com/ericjackson62. Hey, and meet us there. Or just go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. I put, you know, usually I have pictures posted and then some of them entertaining, some of them educational, some of them just to make you think a little bit. I have all that kind of stuff in there. So if you want to check that out, you go right ahead. I'll be more than happy. And even if you want to place a suggestion in there as far as a show title that you want to hear us talk about, a title, a subject, let us know. We can make anything happen. Trust me, if I can get back on the air now, I know we can make anything happen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Because that's how good we are. Ain't that right, ain't now? All right, y'all. Once again, you're listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And today we have our subject matter is, I must go on and put my disclaimer out there once again. Because if I don't put my disclaimer out there, I'm sure I'll find somebody have an issue with what I'm saying. Okay, this week, people, the shows that we're going to be covering have some very, very touchy subjects, okay? The topics are very touchy. So before, you know, we get started, the only thing I'm saying is I would like to officially apologize to anyone that may feel offended by what is said on the show this week. Okay? This week, today, next week, I'm just saying. So we won't have to go through this thing of you hurt my feelings and my feelings got hurt and they shouldn't have said that. Okay, so I'm just putting it on out there. I'm putting it out there so you know. I'm apologizing for everybody because we gonna rock and roll regardless, as you can see. Okay, so if you're a little sensitive, you may wanna, you know, pick which shows you really want to listen to, and the ones you really don't, you know, I prefer you listen to them all because there's like nothing that you really can't learn. However, if you are a little sensitive though, and you think your feelings may be hurt a little bit, hey, do me a favor, don't listen, okay? But whatever you do, if you do choose to listen, please. Do not take it out on my panel and my host and my guest, okay? Because you chose to call in. And since you chose to call in, it is what it is. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Okay? So remember that, please. Keep that in mind. You know, the shows this week are going to be a little sensitive for some of us, so some of you. So if that's the case, please. Take that in consideration before you call in with your comments. All right, Supreme, I see you out there, man. What's going on? Oh, I guess I had to have technical issues to get you in my chat room this week, huh? Okay, that's cool. That's cool. All right, y'all, let's get on moving with today's show. We already an hour behind. Oh, Lord, the devil is a lie, though. We're going to make this happen because we good like that. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, your mic? You got a problem with your mic? Okay. All right. Okay, well, today we're talking about obesity in African-American community. That's right. Today the show will ask a question some of us wish we wouldn't be asked. However, you know, and when I say some of us wish that it would not be asked, because you don't want to know what the real truth is. You really don't want to know what the underlying curse or cause is in the African American community. You really don't want this question asked. But you know what? We're going to ask this question then. We're going to talk about it a little bit. Hey, if like I say, it is what it is, right? Okay. Are we causing our own demise purposely because of the foods that we choose to eat? Are we, as African Americans, are we kicking to the side the thought process that, hey, you know what? I'm a little bit overweight. You know, I'm not giving up my chitlins. I'm not giving up my ham hocks and neck bones. I don't care what they say. Now, in 2010, that's about 2 years ago, 28.8% of African-American men were considered obese. That's the men. However, compared to 50.8% of the African-American women. Yes. Yes, y'all, that is, that's over 50%. Oh, Lord, together, those two right there, what's that, 70%, what, 78? You mean it's 78, 79%. You know, and you're right. The more the African-American women are, there are more obese African-American women than there are men. Okay, ladies, don't get upset with me now. Don't get upset with me. Because I understand y'all have babies and y'all have glandular problems, and y'all say the men, you know, the ones that really be obese, they drink a lot of beer and what have you. But yet, that is not something that you want to use as an excuse, is it? Well, all y'all haven't had babies, and some of you that have had babies, your children are grown now. So I don't think that is not a logical, I really don't think that's a logical excuse for you to be using. Now let me go ahead and bring Supreme in, because I know he's ready. You're right, ain't it? It's a poor diet, but we're gonna get to that in a minute. What's up, my brother? What's going on, Mr. Supreme?
Highly peace, brother. Is my mic clear today?
Huh?
Is my mic clear today? Cause, you know, my mic's always in problems.
Yeah, well, it sounded pretty good right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to go while I'm on a roll.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, so you're talking about obesity, right?
Correct.
Well, you know, we have to bear in mind, you know, brother, that a lot of us, you know, some people take eat a lot of food because of stress, you know, and there's a lot of food additives inside the food that make us addicted to it, like McDonald's and Murder King and Kentucky Ain't Chicken.
But come on, Supreme, now. Let's be real about this thing. they put it out there for you, yes. Hmm. But they're not making you eat it. They're not putting it in your mouth.
You know, when I was younger, I used to be a fat boy, you know, for much of maybe, I would say for the most of my life, I've been a fat boy. But when I was 18, I lost all the weight. But it was because, you know, stress of my life. It was just all that made me feel good, you know. And, you know, as I got older, my self-esteem started to build. I stopped doing it as much. I didn't feel the need to be so addicted to the marijuana. Plus, I mean, not addicted to the food. And then it went to marijuana, and I stopped doing that. So, you know, like, it was one addiction from another. It was only because I weren't happy with my life, you know. And I was fat, and I weren't happy with being fat. and that made me more miserable. So when I went home, I'd just eat a whole load of food rather than do something about it. Plus, my grandmother cooks so good, so it was just hard as well to lose weight. Not that I even tried. Do you feel me, brother?
Thank you. Thank you. Man, are you there? I'm sorry. You know what? For some reason, I don't think the devil want us to do this show. You know what? We're going to make this happen today. You there, Supreme?
What, is my mic gone again?
Supreme?
Yeah, I can hear you, brother.
Can you not?
Huh? I can't hear you. Oh, my.
All right.
Yeah, I can hear you properly now, brother.
Okay, we were saying about what I was saying coming in. I don't know what it is. For some reason, somebody don't want to do this show today. Dang it, the devil is a lie. We gonna do this show. I don't know. Maybe it's the weather outside or what have you. But we gonna make this stuff happen.
Brother, take out your mic and put it back in.
Oh Lord, it's one of those type of things, huh? Hold on.
It could be that. I understand. You know, I get it all the time.
Okay, hold on for a minute. I'm finna make something happen here. Hold on, I'll be right back, y'all. Give me a few minutes. I'm finna fix this thing for you, okay?
Go and do some crooked stuff, some backwoods though stuff. So. Now there's an echo. Well, we about to fix that too. All right now. I know. I had to get on my phone, so y'all know what? I can't hear nothing. I'm going blind. I'm listening blind right now. That's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. Okay. This is what I'm going to do. We're going to go ahead and like end this show right now. Oh, she said perfect. Oh, wait a minute. Let me do this. All right, that's better. Hopefully that's better. Okay, now, let me bring Supreme in. Okay, Supreme. Am okay, coming, you there?
Am I coming through clearly?
Yes, you're coming through now. Has my echo left?
Your mic sounds a bit better. What, haven't you got, can't you, I swear from America, it's free to phone from the phone, isn't it?
Yeah.
You should just call in. That always does. That's always the best remedy.
Look, I'm on the phone now. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So, as I was saying, that obesity, it stems from a lot of things. You know, addictive personalities, and some people do it. You know, it's comfort eating. It makes people feel good. You know, there's a lot of receptors that it stimulates. You know, eating. You know. Good, feel good receptors. You see what I'm trying to say, brother? So, you know, and I understand what you're saying. Why do people go in the McDonald's? I understand, but, you know, some people ain't got willpower, you know. Some people ain't even got enough willpower to pray every day or pray before they get their meals. You know, some people ain't got enough discipline to even do that, you know. I think it would have to be something that, you know, that your parents inbred into you, you know. Because, you know, a lot of fat people, they moan about being fat. They tried everything to lose weight. But, you know, really, truly, they ain't tried hard enough. You can't just exercise and eat. You got to cut down on that food. That's the bottom line. You have to cut down.
You have to go to what? Calm down?
No, you have to cut down on food. You can't, on the food intake. You can't just exercise. You have to cut down on your food intake and exercise at the same time, and then you'll lose your weight quicker. But, you know, go on, brother.
Do you really think that is the sole answer for it? Is just to cut down on your intake and just exercise a little bit? You don't think, and the reason why I'm asking is you don't think there's a certain culture that African Americans have where we, you know, as far as the foods that we traditionally cook, especially when we get together as families, you know, huge families, and the things that we actually have to eat, you know, we eat. Do you think that it's a large, you know, is a part of our culture? You know, most. I know because what I used to say, you know, because being in the military, they have certain standards that they say, you know, you're supposed to meet. And one of my arguments has always been that the standards that were set were not set for African Americans.
Take your head out of your mouth.
You see what I'm saying? So, and I think that probably may be a little bit of it, but there is still actually a problem with obesity in the African-American community.
I don't think it's simply... I just think, you know, and a lot of fat people like to lie. They say, well, because we've got a program in the United Kingdom called Super Size Me versus Super Skinny Me. And they look at the intake. They look at a skinny person and a fat person, right? And then they swap diets. They will swap diets for about 2 weeks and see how much the fat person loses and see how much weight the person who's clinically underweight eats. You understand? Now, a lot of big people, they're in self-denial because they say, well, all I eat is sweets all day. Surely that ain't enough. But when you actually look at their diet, they're all lying. They all lie to themselves as well. Fat people lie to themselves and they say, oh, the food just stays on me. I don't know what's wrong and this, that, and the other. They're overeating, bottom line. I don't think it's just so much the food, you know. I don't think it's the way we cook our food. That it's more, you know, it's the fact that we eat too much. Some of us are eating too much, bottom line, you know. And we ain't got enough control to keep off the food. You know, before a fight, I starve for a week and eat on the day before. You know what I mean? You got to do those sacrifices. That's the only way you want to lose weight quickly. You just have to stop eating. You need to cut down. It's as simple as that. You just have to cut down. That's the only way you're going to lose weight. You're not going to lose weight by exercising all day And I mean, by exercising all day and eating a whole load of junk or a whole load of food, it doesn't really matter what you eat, really. You know.
Well, you know. Well, if you know what you're talking about, good.
No, it does matter because, you know, meat stays in the body longer than vegetables, you know. So if you eat vegetables and that, it'll burn off quicker. You know, you eat breads and stuff like that, it takes a while for it to burn off, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, you know, I understand what you're saying, and you talking about portion control and all that, but how about the kids or the individuals that live below the poverty level, you know, and they don't have the income to go and join a gym or go to a grocery store and buy so-called healthy food? Because if some of you notice, some of that healthy food costs more than regular food. So now you're left with a choice.
But I'm not even saying to buy even. I'm saying it's not even about what kind of food you eat. Whether you eat healthy foods or you eat, you know, you could have a whole load of healthy fridge, right? If you're eating too much, you're going to put on weight. That's the bottom line. As long as you're eating too much, you're going to always put on weight. Simple. You could have a ton load of, you could be a vegetarian. You could still get fat and be a vegetarian, a vegan, and be fat. You know, you got to understand, most vegetarians and vegans, right, they just don't like eating anyway. That's why it's easy for them to become vegans and vegetarians, and that's why they're skinny, because they don't eat much anyway. You know that? So it doesn't mean just because you change your diet to only eating vegetables and you cut down on your portion of meat, doesn't mean you're not going to put on weight. You can still put on weight. If you're eating too much vegetables, you're going to put on weight. Look at the rhino or the elephant. These are not meat-eating creatures. They eat too much. That's why they're as big as they are. Wait a moment.
I understand what you're saying. I do understand that. But you can't, you know, that's something you can't compare to an elephant to a human, though. I mean, I understand, I kind of understand where you're trying to go with this, but besides that, you talk African Americans, man, years and years and years, what we thought was good eating. What we thought was good was some chitlin, greens, neck bones, pig ears, pig tails, you know, macaroni, cheese, full of cheese. You know,
yeah, but Chinese people eat squirrels, rats, dogs, cats. That's what you're going to get in China. Japan, they eat dolphins, all sorts of stuff, nasty things that we wouldn't even touch. I would rather eat chitlets than eat rat or eat a squirrel, but they're not overweight. Why? Because they don't eat as much as we do. We just overdo it. That's all it is. And black people are stressed anyway, you know, in society.
Well,
we're stressed.
You know, as my co-host in the chat room was saying, you know, if you go overseas to Germany, Korea, Japan, Holland, wherever, you see, no matter how old these people are, they're active. They're riding bicycles. They're walking.
Yeah.
They're out working in America. We are the couch potato of the world. We're the couch potatoes of the world.
Yeah, but you
know,
see, their government.
We got to drive everywhere. If the store right up the street, not a whole block down, we got to drive in the car, drive to the store, drive back.
All right, we can blame the government as well. But you got to understand that the Dutch government push them to ride bikes. They push them to, they've even got bike lanes, like, for the bike. Everywhere you go, you'll see a bike lane as well as a car lane. So they push their people to ride bikes and stuff like that. Spain, they've got outdoor gyms, you know, to try and prevent.
I'm glad you said that. And I like what's going on in the chat room. The Chinese also eat lots of fish and vegetables as they want more and practice Asian exercises like Tai Chi.
But
eat screws.
They eat squirrels, rats, chicken and pork and them other foods, there's delicacies in their country. They're eating the most terrible, most sickest foods I've ever seen in my life. It probably is more healthier than the chicken and beef that we get, because the beef that we get ain't real beef unless they say it's 100% beef. That's real beef. McDonald's ain't giving you real beef. They're mixing it up with other cheap meats and human beings.
So why not let's make it more difficult for us to get that kind of stuff. Like Amy over the chat room says, EBT is accepted everywhere now, even in fast food restaurants. I mean,
what?
You slide, you, yeah, you, well, I forgot you. I don't know. Do y'all have anything like food stamp over in Britain?
No, what they do in Britain, right, is they just give people more money. They just give people enough money to survive, you know. They give the woman money, and they give them money. They don't give them food stamps. They will give them, like, discount vouchers, you know, sometimes.
Yes,
they give them a whole load
like
of money.
Yeah,
they just give baby mothers a whole load of money, basically, rather than the food stamps.
Okay. Now that kind of sounds like some things. It sounds a lot like, but you know, in the African American community, you know, there's this issue, and I think obesity is just, how can I put it? It's like it's the tip, but at the same time, it's becoming the major part of it. It was the beginning of a tip of an issue, but now it's the major part of the issue, because we are no longer we aren't that society, that community no more that was as active as we used to be. No, there used to be a time everybody, kids used to go outside. You see what I'm saying? Kids go outside and play. You had to damn near beat a kid in the head to get them to come in the house. Now, you got to just throw them out the house and lock the door. And they still beating on the door trying to come in. You know?
True. And I understand. I don't think it's so much the exercise. I think it's the fact that when they were outside, they weren't thinking about food. Their mind, you know, they weren't eating. You know, they were out there playing around with their friends. And, you know, now they want to be in the house, watch TV. And what's the most natural thing to do when you're watching TV? Go and pick up some crisps or something to drink while you're watching the TV, you know?
Yeah. And then there's also this myth, so-called myth, that says, hey, I got a big butt, I'm sexy, ain't nothing wrong with me. You know what I'm saying? So now, and then you got your girlfriends or the people around you, and the only thing they keep saying is, yeah, girl, you look good. They're not being honest, not being honest with themselves. The friends they surround themselves with aren't being honest with them. Now, I'm not saying what you do is go and be like one of these these models or whoever they have on TV that's supposed to be the ideal weight. I'm not saying that. But, you know, over 50% of our African-American women are overweight or considered obese. Now, this says the women are mistaken obese for thick. That's true. That is very true. However, you know, I do think the standards do need to be readjusted. I'm not saying adjust them so much, but these standards were made that they used now was 1960s. You know, we're in 2013. And I really don't think they have been really adjusted to, you know, to taking an effect the type of food and things that and nutrition that's available now for individuals, especially African Americans. You know, so I think before we just go ahead and condemn the whole community, we do have to go and look at society also and see what is society trying to do. Of course, it is known that we have to take care of ourselves first. But if you have somebody, you know, we do have to take care of ourselves first.
I was a fat boy for 18 years of my life. I used to get every day about how fat I was. Every day. It didn't matter where I went. And you know how kids can be cruel, innit? So, you know, I used to get all the time, every day, every hour, every minute of the day, I used to get it. And, you know, no one, now that would be classed as abuse. It would actually go as far as be called as, you know, in this day and age, people say that I got bullied. You know, even though no one actually, for me, bullying when I was younger meant that someone would come and take my money. You know, that's what I would saw as bullying. You know what I mean? But now, if people are doing the same thing to me now, I would have to, I could report that and they would get done for abuse. Do you understand? And that's what I mean. Sensitivity is gone, you know, people are so sensitive now. You can't even call a woman and say, oh, you're too skinny without her being in tears. You know, I said that to a woman. I said, you're skinny, you need to put on some weight. She said, the girl's in tears. You know, and I was thinking, well, like, I didn't like being called fat, and I could more sympathize with fat people. Now skinny people have got a complex. They don't want to be called too skinny.
you know what? You have a point there.
Yeah, man. They are making us sissy, man. They're making us really sensitive in society. You know, very sensitive.
Yeah. Listen, in the chat room, you got, we do not have to eat the slop that we were eating back in the day. There are too many shows on TV that teach you how to cook and develop well-balanced meals.
But did we really eat slop back in the days? We never used to eat slop back in the days. The food now, even the vegetables, is proven that even if you get organic vegetables, they've got 150 different chemicals on that. You would have to be, some people are actually allergic to spinach because of all the chemicals. You know, everyone's body is different from others. You understand? So in some ways, genetically modified food and organic food are one of the same dangerous, because those same pests don't want to go. If the pests say eating your vegetables, right? You know, like when you see a worm in it and stuff like that. How when we was younger, we would see worms in the vegetables and stuff like that. Those were healthy. Those were good to eat. Those were real, you know. But now the food that we're getting in these big red apples. They're not even real. They're fake food. They don't even taste right. You know what I mean? I can't tell when I eat a good vegetable, man. Like when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And fruit and stuff like that. You know, so we got to bear in mind that the food that they give us now are no good. They put bovine hormone growth to make the cows grow faster and the chickens. To make them grow quicker than, so they so now the chicken would have took maybe a couple years to grow fully before they get ready to eat. But now they're growing in a matter of 3 months because they're pumping it with injections. What's that going to do in our bodies? And the sister said, our culture is a little different from ours. I understand what you're saying, sister, on the basis that when McDonald's had, when people in UK found out that McDonald's was putting silicone in their food, right, there was a big uproar and people was kicking off. And with McDonald's, they put silicone in the Chicken McNuggets. Now, I know that they still put silicone in the Chicken McNuggets in America. Countries like France, there's no genetically modified food in France. They kicked off because they want real food. You understand? But I've never heard of the United States or anyone in the United States kicking off because the food's fake. That's why you don't get so much large portions, because most of the food that is out there that is given to you in the United States is fake. It's not real food.
Hold on, let me bring someone else in on the conversation. I see I'm here. Good afternoon. Well, welcome back.
Hey, what's going on? Is this a private conversation?
Let's
not go back to women, though. Let's keep it. I mean, it'll end up going to women, but let's just keep it in the context of the discussion of
Supreme,
obesity.
Shut up. I mean, we know where to take the
All right. You wiser than me, brother. Go on, brother.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that far better.
Yeah,
my position would be, okay, you say, are African-Americans obese by choice? Now, one of the things that I say, just for accuracy purposes, it's better to say blacks, because whites from South Africa are African-Americans. They are African-Americans, and I don't think they would be treated the same. But at any rate, what is the purpose here? I think there are two issues here to be dealt with. There's the aesthetic issue of someone being fat, and there is the health issue. So are you dealing with it? Because if you're just dealing with it from just talking about it, there's no reason to really change it, because you have inertia at work. You have the momentum of people being fat, and it's more comfortable to be fat. Like, I'm getting ready to go work out right now. Now, I enjoy it, and I try to find ways that are really motivating to work out. But let's make clear.
Add to the dynamic then, brother. Add to the dynamic of the conversation.
Pardon?
Add to the dynamic of the conversation, brother.
What are you talking about?
I said to Mr. Solutions, add to the dynamic of the conversation.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay, well, I didn't hear what you were saying. I'm trying to figure it out. Go ahead, though. All right.
Yeah, nor did I didn't understand. At any rate, yeah, I think we have to look at the we have to look at what our goals are, if we indeed have one. Because just to talk about it is just that. Now, if we're going to talk about ways, I understand, I heard about the food, and that is, and I agree with what Supreme said, it is the portions. Actually, diet is more important than exercise when it comes to weight reduction. And by the way, I'm an avid animal lover, by the way, and I resented the fact that he said elephants and hippos eat too much, or elephants and rhinos, whichever. No, they don't. They don't eat too much. Because,
well, I mean, by their size, obviously.
Let me just finish this thought. An elephant's body structure is designed for an elephant to get that large. If you look at an elephant's legs, I sometimes jokingly call them posts, but they're not too large. They're supposed to be that size.
Yes, brother. It's like you're probably, I'm 5'7", right? And
right.
You're probably 6 foot, above 6 foot. You're obviously, your body needs to have more food than mine.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so your portion should be bigger than mine for you to sustain yourself.
Yeah, and the other thing is, eat the portions in portions. That's another important point, because your body burns it more efficiently. And eating good food, I agree with Eric. Although I don't mind, I do notice the expense of healthier food. Like, I eat a lot of nuts and grains, and nuts have gone up at least 25%. And healthy food, period. I will get the organic sometimes, or, you know, I'm kind of choosy in what I consume, obviously. But and drinking plenty of water, that is also crucial, because water is necessary for the metabolic process. And I'm also a believer in supplements, although I limit mine to 10 that help you better digest the food. Because they say there are no enzymes in the food anymore, and enzymes assist in the proper digestion of food. I take some natural enzymes, but I do think we need to say whether we're interested in the health aspect, and I take that as most important, and, of course, the aesthetic aspect, that is how the thing looks. I mean, an overweight person is not attractive, and I'm going to peg it at, I'm going to say when you start to get 25 to 30 pounds overweight, you know, then it becomes quite noticeable. And when you get above 50, you know, that's problematic. And I think I gave this statistic one time, Eric. They say for every, for every pound of weight a person gains, there's about 7 miles of blood vessels have to be produced to service that fat. So, but at any rate, it really puts a greater strain on the heart, because now the heart has to service more. And so those are just some thoughts that I would throw out. Are we really serious? Now, working out in groups is always better. I mean, I can do it both ways, and you know, work out by myself or with someone. That's fun. And so, but I think we need to look at it, you know, you just say obesity. Some people think obesity is okay. I mean, they don't see it as a real issue. But the health issue and the aesthetic issue, I think unless we draw a bead on those and say how we're going to address obesity vis-a-vis health and appeal or attraction, I don't think we really have a goal or a mission in mind.
Well, the mission is to bring awareness to the harm that we're doing to our own selves, community-wise, plus and health-wise. Do I have an echo going on?
Yeah, a little bit, but go ahead. I mean, I can hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but I want us to, you know, let's talk about, make people more aware of what's going on and what it takes to get away from the diabetes.
I see what's going to happen here. Wait a minute.
They say diabetes among the average American is among Americans in general is 1 in 20. And I believe among American blacks, it's 1 in 6. So
yeah,
diabetes and hypertension, too, they go hand in hand, hypertension and diabetes.
You know, I mean, it's so bad now. We have diagnosed with diabetes, you know, early stages of diabetes. That is not good at all.
See, this is the thing. A lot of us don't understand. Now, I was just admonished by Supreme to keep it on. Well, I think he was saying.
No, do what you have to do, brother.
Wait a minute. He was saying, let's don't get into the male-female issue. Now, Joe said that, too, the other day, and I chuckled because I'm going to tell you something. That's unavoidable in any issue you talk about.
Now, you can try
and avoid it, but you really can't. You look silly. It's like trying to hide behind a straw.
I accepted you telling me to shut up.
I actually listened to your show last night for about half an hour, and interesting show. Very, it's a show of a different sort, but very interesting. At any rate, Tyreek talked about this issue of obesity. Now, if you look at black men tend to be very athletic. I mean, high school, college, and the professional teams have quite a few black men. And normally, if you just take a sampling of blacks, you just look at them,
men
are less overweight on the aggregate than the men. I mean, than the women. And, of course, the women now are calling this thick. They're not calling it fat. They're calling it
thick.
And I had a discussion with a woman, and she was trying to get me, she was trying to convince me, she's a television personality, she was trying to get me to attend a so-called BBW pageant, Big Beautiful Woman, as they call themselves, in Pasadena at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her I had no interest whatsoever in attending that event. And I further said to her, I said, you're kidding yourself because being fat is not healthy. And, you know, we went back and forth, and I saw her later, and her sister had had an illness, a stroke or something, as a result of being overweight. And at that particular time, she retracted what she had said to me earlier. She was trying to convinced me that fat was beautiful, and she said, no, I agree with you. It's very unhealthy.
Potty.
Go
ahead. No, go on, brother.
No, that's it. I was just saying that the lady who initially, before something traumatic, a health issue, her sister having a stroke as a result of being overweight, she retracted her position. She changed her position. So that's why I said to Eric and of course, you, Supreme, is that, you know, we can look at this from a health issue, which I think is premier. And
yes.
Then we can look at it from an aesthetic issue. Now, I see young girls. I used to go out quite a bit to nightclubs. And I don't do it as much, but and I call them sausage girls because there was no distinction between their waist, ass, and breast. They just look like a sausage, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that, and also the muffin top. I mean, they have this, and these are young kids. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, people in their teens, and they're already blubber, right? They're bloviating blubber, and that's not good. And it's harder to get that weight off the older you get, by the way.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I agree with you 200%. And that's why it really upsets me. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, brother.
Okay. Yeah, I finally got my stuff working right for a change. But you know what? And that's what upsets me a whole lot when, you know, you're at a buffet and you see this kid keeps going back and forth and the kid is already just, as Mr. Solution say, you know, it's so fat, it looks like, you know, the little girl already has bread coming in. But the parent is steady. I know I was in one place last week, and I was like, oh, would they please stop feeding that child? No, but, you know, walked up, I understood the situation. And that's something we have to work on. You know, the children follows the parents. You know, and if the parents not emphasizing the health side of it, then what can we do?
That's right. And if you only have a one-parent family, necessarily the economics of food selection are going to be different. Now, of course, I can go to a market and purchase anything I want in any quantities I want. But one of the things I said, because people tend to emphasize what's interesting to them, as long as most people – now, I don't know what this card is. I think I know what it is. I heard about it.
Food stamp card.
This EBT card, I think you called it.
The food stamp card. That's all it is.
What is EBT? What does that stand for? Electronic something, something, something?
Yeah.
Do you know what the EBT stands for?
Electronic – I don't know. I can find out real fast, though.
Okay, no, I've heard that. I guess it's WIC and associated with welfare, probably.
Right, exactly.
Okay, all right. Well, the thing of it is the situation stands this way. Now, see, we want to talk about this independent of its real reality, and that's okay. I mean, I can go along with a fake game, but the point is, if you don't have money in your community, you're not going to have it. I was discussing this, and if you can ever get Saul Hadeem on, he's really professorial. He very educated, very articulate, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And he is, if you call me the, not Wikipedia, but Encyclopedia Britannica, which was considered the creme de la creme. It had the micro and the macropedia, the macropedia and the micropedia. All right, he's the macropedia. He's exhaustive in his information. And so if you could get him on, I'm pretty sure he knows quite a bit about this too. But at any rate, you're going to have to deal with the economics of this situation because they do play in where you live, the kinds of grocery stores that are available to you, the amount of funds you have for the expenditure. You broached this a moment ago, Eric. The amount of funds one has to actually purchase healthy food and so on and so forth. So all of this is going to relate back to a single reality, the male-female equation and how well they're functioning to produce what they need. We can lick it around the edges, but it's inescapable to anyone with a double-digit IQ. What do you think about that?
I agree. I agree. And as you say, that's why we don't need to lick it around the edges, and that's part of it. That's a whole lot of the problem right there. We've been licking it around the edges for so long. We need to get down to nitty gritty to the meaty part of it and see what we can do to stop it.
Yeah, yeah. We look a lot like a one-legged stool trying to explain things way out of context.
Right.
And so a single mother, for example, is not going to be able to provide the nutritional, educational, or any other kind of benefits. And obviously I talk about voluntary single mothers, those who just pop out kids, inconsiderately, without the benefit of marriage, who were never in a marriage. That's what I mean. Ever
right.
in a fucking marriage. Never. So,
never.
You know, but the thing of it is, when we talk about these issues have fundamental origins. They have fundamental origins. And if one can grasp origins, they can understand the issues. I often say I like truth and clarity more than agreement. And the reason for that is I get a better understanding of who you are when there's clarity and truth present.
True, true. I'm like that as well.
So what else you have to add to a poverty?
I agree. If we go back to the weight issue, I'll definitely say that, we got to understand again, when we're hungry as well, it's because we're not eating the right nutrients. That's why we're still hungry, even when we eat that meat or something. The body's undernourished. That's why it seems like we want to eat more food. But it's just because the body's trying to get some more different minerals that our body's looking for. That's why we feel like we're still hungry and we've just eaten. Like fat people, why they keep on eating the way they eat. Because they're not actually full, because their body wants certain nutrients that they're missing, So we got
that's certainly true. You have all what we call empty calories.
Mm-hmm.
So I concur with that. But, I've said, and this is a multi-pronged issue, but I think it relates to ignorance and egoism.
Mm-hmm.
If pastors in the church are perfectly okay with the women being fat, because the women are the primary financiers, and they know as long as women are fat, men are not going to be attracted to them in a serious way. No, first of all, no man of means wants a fat woman. You cannot find, and if you can, please, edify me. You won't find one man of means that will get with a fat woman. Fat women are not desirable. Now, sometimes the woman will get fat once she gets in the relationship, but I guarantee you, that relationship breaks up, her ass hits the gym, and she loses that weight. But that's the point. And so pastors use women, as I call human slot machines and cash cows. So, and most of you black women, black American women, do have some connection to the church. And as long as they're fat, that's more like a guarantee that they're going to belong to the pastor. And it's easy for him to manipulate and guilt them into parting with their money. Black American women are the primary financiers of all the pulpit pimps.
All right. Now, that's an interesting. Come to look at it. When thinking about it, I agree with that. I do agree with that. Yeah, I can't even argue with that one. But see, you said something that it was something that came out of the chat room. I think that African Americans are the most accepting of obese people because we can identify with maybe a mom or grandmother or aunt in the family. And that brought to my mind the movie Big Mama. Remember the movie Big Mama? How you had the matriarch, the great grandmother, she was she was heavy set, and she did all the cooking on Sunday, and you know, but at the end, you know, she did have diabetes, and you know, I don't think we really pay attention to that kind of things. If we were to just sit back long enough and just to sit back and think about, you know, what happened back when to where we are now, I think that would have to change something within somebody. You know, I know everybody out there right now listening to the show, you know, some of y'all may be obese and some of y'all may just be big as hell, you know. And, you know, hopefully this conversation me, Mr. Solution, and Poverty Freeman is having will at least hopefully open one or two of your eyes to, you know, change your life around. Because right now there's an epidemic going through the African, well, through the community. It's just, besides us killing each other, we killing ourselves in the same, you know, we're not even raising guns. We just raising forks and opening bags and killing ourselves. So, yeah, I this is something we need to talk about more than just today. I kind of agree with that.
But you know what another problem is, again, you know, you got these rappers like Rick Ross, Biggie Smalls, and we're made to idolize, you know, a lot of overweight people on the TV, Oprah. Well, she's not overweight now, but I mean, you know, they put our sisters big on the TV, and they put our men big, and it just makes us look, you know, it's in our minds, it's propagating obesity, you know, it's promoting obesity.
Well, it's the Angemima complex, and there is, I mean, if you fail to talk about it, you're going to be consumed by it. I mean, that's just a fact.
Okay.
And the Aunt Jemima thing was to promote black American women as this fat, unattractive, non-sexual being that everyone else could use, but she was ultimately worthless in and of herself. But at the same time, now, I'm going to tell you, women of color, including black women, are the most attractive women. And white women try to emulate women of color because they lay out on the beach and go to tanning booths to get color. So white is actually an anomaly, and it's a hybridization of the human skin tone. But nevertheless, you know, we are some real screwed up people.
That's right. That's right.
And I mean the American society. But the black woman tends to be quite attractive, but has a severe head wound with respect to her ability to socialize properly. And, of course, now there are a lot of black women who are not fat. I mean, what I said just now, the preferable, for most pastors, they prefer the fat ones. The fat ones, because that's like she's locked in. She has no place to go. No man
yes.
wants her.
Yes.
And not for real, maybe just a booty call. But, you know, so she's really more locked in than the thinner woman, the woman that's
yes.
more, what you call, spelt, or that is more attractive physically, height, weight, proportional, as we like to say. But women, period, make up the majority of most congregations, and I talk to pastors all the time about this. Women generally make up about 80%, and sometimes higher, of church congregations, and every one of those churches teaches tithing. And I was combating with the minister. Well, we were having a dialogue, and his position was, well, if we don't teach tithing, they won't give. And I say, yeah, but you shouldn't be lying, because the New Testament does not teach tithing. And the New Testament starts at Acts chapter 2 with the coming of the Holy Spirit. It teaches giving in the way that you intend or purpose. You can give 10%, but you can give more than 10%. You can give less than 10%. And tithing is not just connected to money either. You can tithe your time,
mm-hmm.
which is actually more valuable than money. I'm just giving you the point is with many preachers, they prefer obese women. They encourage that. They encourage single obese women. Those are their favorite givers. tithers, I should say. So, I mean, we need to look at the, and if you don't understand the influence of the church on the black American woman, you don't understand her. You can't understand her. You've got to understand a person's background before you understand them. And so those are some things. And the pastors accept that. I bet you the pastors say that's okay. You're perfect, sister. Keep on keeping on, as it were. So, I mean, you've got to look at all of those areas that tend to maintain the unhealthy status quo.
Mm. Yeah, see, we got a comment in the chat room that says, I think a lot of it has to do with depression and stress. Which
comes from where? Where does that come from? What's its origin?
Well,
I don't disagree with that. In fact, I do agree with it. But
right.
What's the origin of the depression and the stress?
Not loving themselves.
Probably finances, self-doubt. Yeah, things of that nature. Football.
Of a mate.
You know, kids just running around driving you crazy. Job. So, yeah, I can see where that can play a big
part into it. Let me just throw in another point. Black women who attend college are the least likely to be married or have children because there is a stigma. You've got to look at the different classes of women and men, but in this case, women. And if you look at most black women, they won't have bastard children. So that's not those who attend college, Eric. Very
right.
Few of them will have bastard children because they have a certain level of respectability, and having bastard children doesn't enhance that.
All right. Well, we got somebody disagreeing with you in the chat room on that one. I think that's what they disagreeing about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Say, born
bring
in the
them
up. No wrong. There's
they
no
need to call their ass in, though. Really, they need to call their ass in.
Say, Anna Iris St. Peter. Okay.
Yeah, we're bringing up one woman. She's saying to see this woman.
Say, a lot of times they want to go to college for their kids. Well, and to better their kids' future. But if a lot of them, if they are already in college, they're not trying to have any kids. I think she kind of misunderstood what you were saying, Mr. Sapir.
Yeah. Yeah, that would slow them down. Obviously.
Exactly. She did misunderstand it. If you look at the black women who go to college and graduate, they're least likely to be married or have children.
Exactly.
So we've got to look at, but now they are churchy. They will, many of them will be in those churches, or they get an emotional uplift in the church. It's also competition for dress. It's kind of like a fashion show.
Mm.
Who can date the pastor or the lay ministers? So I mean,
is it that bad?
Yes, it's that bad. Trust me. I grew up in it. I know. Yes, it's that bad. But we're not going to get on that. We're not getting on that. Anyway, yes. And a lot of it has to do with their surroundings and the people they hang out with. Do you think their parents reinforced college to them?
Probably. I think most black parents reinforce college to them. Maybe they don't help them. Like with their schoolwork, with their homework when they come home, or deprogram them from the school system. But, you know, I think most parents, tell them to, you know, try to motivate them by telling them to do their schoolwork. That's how important education is.
A maximum, from what I last understood, about 17% of black Americans attend universities.
Mm-hmm.
There's a slightly larger percentage in that percentage of the females who get advanced degrees, but that doesn't mean they out-earn the men, because oftentimes, see, women, getting a college education is oftentimes the only way they choose to into the workforce, whereas men can actually, there are lots of other jobs available to men, trade jobs.
True.
You know, his bus driver, what do you call it, a plumber, electrician, boiler room operators, and I don't know if I said carpenter, but if I didn't, I meant to. And see, women will not generally choose those occupations, and that's why they earn less. Because you're not going to pay a person who works in a nice, safe job more than you do a person who works in a dangerous, skilled job. Why? Because there are fewer applicants. And so black women, with respect to them going to college, they limit themselves to only, jobs that, relate to having gone to college, if you follow that. Does that make sense? Follow that?
Yes. I think black women's biggest problem, right, is them trying to look like European, like the European woman. That is their biggest problem.
Well, what do you mean? Explain.
With them perming their hair, relaxing their hair, wearing extensions to make their hair appear longer than what it really is, That's their biggest problem, I think.
Yeah, I think there's an overemphasis on hair. I do. I think Chris Rock did a documentary on that.
But men,
I would say this.
Have,
but,
you know, men have, I have to take up on this part, men have, I guess the word is lately, this generation has required a woman to have that long flowing hair. Men have told with certain women that that's the way they want it. They want the long flowing hair. So you just can't, if you pay attention, well, I don't know about in UK Supreme, if you pay attention now, the natural look is beginning to actually come back.
But sister, so that, I've got too many sisters on my broadcast. That's why I said that to you. I was just saying that, you got to understand, all of our culture in the UK comes from straight out of the United States. When they were wearing baggy jeans in the United States and wearing the high tops and the lean, when we saw Kid and Play and those programs, we started doing the same thing. We wearing our trousers halfway up our leg as well. The same thing as we saw what the United, the family in the United States was wearing. So, we pick up everything that the United States do. That's why it affects us as much as it affects you guys.
Eric, I'm going to take issue with that point you made just a moment ago about women. Men, rather, preferring women with long hair. That is absolutely untrue. In fact, most men hate that weave shit. I call it dog ass hair.
Yeah.
Or, they don't like that. Most men would much prefer to see a woman with whatever natural hair she has taken care of course, than that artificial
hair. Okay. Yeah, but brother, again, not enough men say anything about it because they're just happy to get their sex.
Well, we're not talking about it, period. And that's true of most important issues. But if we were to talk about it, I say it all the time. I talk about POW, prisoner of the weave. Men do not like that, because what happens is, first of all, it's fake. It's not her hair. And it usually allows a woman to be lazy with preparing her own hair because she just puts that crap in there. Oftentimes, it's too expensive for them to maintain, and it's constantly shedding. It's all over the place. Have you ever seen that garbage in your vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, I've seen it in drains.
Yeah, it. I mean, it's a plumber's friend, but it's a homeowner's nightmare. So I would, if you have a discussion about that, first of all, Eric, do you like women with weaves?
No, I prefer women with natural hair.
Okay,
I'm not
gonna
lie.
Here, same with me. How about you, Supreme? Do you prefer a woman with her natural hair or with a weave?
Of course, I prefer with her natural hair.
And I'm not speaking for Joe, but I think if you ask Joe, Joe would tell you he prefers a woman's natural hair.
But, white women don't really have to change it. All women I mean, black women strive to have their head like the Europeans.
See, that's one of the biggest misconceptions there is. White women were one of the first ones to start out with the weave. You didn't know it.
I'm going to go further.
Wait.
Now, notice, we're off topic now.
I'm about to say that. That's what I was about to say.
But at any rate, we could just leave it, and you could certainly do a show on that, Eric, and take account sometimes. And I like the fact that you do interviews or surveys and get a an idea of how people are really feeling about a thing. But just this obesity, and then I got to run and turn a couple of bicycles in. But anyway, I think that if we talk about health in a positive way and promote it, the churches could promote health by encouraging people to walk. I've encouraged people who are dating to meet on a track. I would love to meet a woman on the walking track. F that trying to buy her stuff and impress her. Let her get her butt on the track and show that she's interested in good conversation, good exercise, and good company, you know, and you can't. Go ahead, what?
No, I didn't say anything. Go ahead.
You can't fake it on the track. You've got to move your ass. And that's an excellent time to have conversation, good conversation. And believe me, you won't have a lot of people out there competing with you as a general rule. And that's especially true now. But that would be a wonderful first, second, third, fourth, and fifth date. To meet on an exercise track.
I agree.
Most schools and colleges, you know, when they're not using their track for physical education, they're open to the public. You can ride your bicycle there, secure it to whatever, a bicycle post, and have a great time.
That's what I'm talking about right there. And
anyway, that's my contribution for the day. I'll listen a little bit, but I got to get out of here. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. You have a good one, Mr. Solution. Thank you for coming back. You know, I do apologize for the issues.
but let me go back to the culture now. You know, the culture that we have in the United Kingdom, and I don't think they have it in the United States, you know, like in European countries. I know that in China they have outdoor gyms. I know for certain that they have outdoor gyms in Spain. So, you know, some cultures, some countries, they actually push healthiness to the people. When I went to Spain, I didn't see any obese people. I mean, I saw fat, like maybe they need to lose like 10 pounds. I didn't see anyone who was over 20 pounds overweight. I'm not even joking. When I went to Spain, and they haven't got they don't live as well as people in the UK or the United States.
Well, but they're active.
Italy, I didn't see any obese people over there.
They are very active people. See, they don't drive everywhere like we do.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? They don't sit on, you know, if you ever notice at their sporting events, they're not even sitting at the sport. They're always up and jumping around, even at sporting events. Here, we have to sit and do anything. If we're not sitting, we're driving the car, we're still sitting. You know, that does make a difference. And plus the food they eat also, because in a lot of instances, they grow their own food. So they're not dependent, they're not dependent on anything that's, you know, fabricated, you know, in a makeshift farmhouse or anything like that. They grow their own food, and that's where they eat from.
I don't know about Holland, and I don't know about Spain. Some people grow their own food, but not the majority don't. But like I said, do you have access to outdoor gyms out there, you know? So, you know, again, yeah, I just think it's that they don't and they're not pushing food on the advertisements as much as they push food on our advertisements in the UK and in the United States. You know, I know America is the fattest country on this planet. And, you know, if you go out in the UK and you go out, you walk around for an hour, especially in London, even out of London, you're going to find at least, you're going to see at least, if you, for every 50 people, you're going to see at least 10 overweight people on your journey.
Hmm.
I guarantee that. I had never seen, and I was surprised when I went to Spain, I did not see one obese person. Not one. And I was there, I stayed there for 6 months.
Hmm. Oh, wow. You know, in the chat room, we got Anna Iris St. Peter saying, is depression taking over America? Stress and depression makes you gain weight.
Of course.
I think depression, it plays a major factor in gaining weight.
Major.
And now my co-host says, other countries are not as greedy as the Americans are.
Well, this is, again, what I'm saying. They're not allowed to mess around with the food, tinker with the food in, like, France. They don't have genetically modified food. They're more conscious about their food, right? And in Spain as well, they have protests every 2 weeks. They have at least one protest, and they protest about food. So they're not allowed to push crap in the population. The people ain't gonna accept that. You know, they're very healthy eaters.
Mm-hmm. Mm, they're very healthy eaters.
I mean, even their ice cream tastes real. You go to Spain, you're gonna eat real ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not this. And even the pizzas that they. When I went to Italy, I stayed there for a week. And Italy, their pizzas are real pizzas. It's not loaded with cheese, like the ones that we get in Pizza Hut in the UK and Domino. But I know American portions, which I see on the TV. I mean, what we have classed as a large chips, that from people I've heard who've been to the United States, they say that is small in the United States.
Wow. Wow. Now, look, between 2007 and 2010, African-American girls were 80% more likely to be overweight than non-Hispanic white girls. You know, that is just outrageous. You know, 80%. Mm. 80%. Mm. You know, why? Why? You cannot blame that all on McDonald's and Burger King. It's got to be something else.
I'm not going to be disrespectful. I don't want to be disrespectful to the black sisters, because I love the black sisters, right? I love
mm-hmm.
my
It's
not going to be a disrespect. You know, some women might find it offensive, but I'm not going to. I don't think it's offensive. I'm just telling the truth.
Well,
I'm saying that when I go to the gym, right?
Uh-huh.
A majority of the women that are in there are white and Asian or other races. Black women, you might see one or two, and the black women that I see in the gym, my local gym, are all very overweight.
Mm.
So black women tend to don't go to the gym really. I've never met a woman that goes to the gym religiously or exercises religiously.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you why a lot of black women don't go to the gym, and this is a true statement. They pay too much for their hair. They don't want to get their hair steady. They don't want to sweat the hair out. I mean, let's be honest. That's exactly what it is. It's not that they can't afford a gym. They can afford a gym. They just don't want to sweat their hair out. You know, they
yeah,
pay
go
too
swimming.
Much. They done said somewhere for 8 and 9, 10 hours getting their hair done. Last thing they want to do is go and sweat anything out in the gym. And even if they go to the gym, they're not putting forth that much effort.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. You know, they may be going because the girlfriend then bugged them
and
told them, okay, I'm going to the gym, come on and go to the gym. Then, yeah, they'll go maybe once or twice to appease them, but they're not going to work that hard.
We keep trying to find
a lot of this obesity that we're speaking of, and yes, it's not good health-wise, but you have the majority, what I say right now, over 75%. Of anybody in the United States that's considered obese has been diagnosed with sleep apnea. Why? Because you're too big. I'm not going to say it any wrong. I'm just saying, you know, your weight, sleep apnea will kill you. You know, because that's a lot of stress on your heart at night when you're sleeping and you stop breathing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just simple. And like in the chat room, Peter says, Aina said, if you work 1 to 10 p.m., you don't have time. You always have time. You always have time. What you doing before 1 o'clock? If you get up out of bed, if you get home at 10, it takes you 1 hour and a half to unwind. You go to sleep by 12. By 8 or 9, you can be up and go to the gym. They don't take a 3 or 4 hour gym workout.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Go on, brother.
They do it at night. If your hair takes 4 hours, well, then you know what? You got too much hair. If you take 4 hours to do your hair every night, you got too much hair. That's all I'm going to say. Now, you may hold that against me, but it's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even like at my boxing gym, right? There's no black women in there. There's just white women, Asian women, and I must have saw a few like mixed race or I've seen a few black girls come through there, black women, and they tend to not stick at it. Like, you get white girls now that they've been going to the boxing gym for the last year. They just stick at it. They were shit. I mean, they couldn't do anything at first, but now they're getting better because they keep on doing it.
Here's the question. What are they coming to the gym to do?
They want to lose weight. That's the main thing. Their main objective, right, is that, and they always tell me, is to lose weight. Because, you know, when you're doing a physical, when you're doing boxing, you lose a lot of weight. I lose 4 pounds every time I go in the boxing gym.
But here's what I'm talking about. I understand what you're saying, but yet what you are talking of is you still are talking of sweating.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? You're still talking about sweating now. You know, and a lot of women ain't going to be doing that. I'm telling you. You know, I see it around here all the time where I live at. You know, they'll tell you in the heart, I just got my hair done, boo. Yeah. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to do it. Saying I got this, most of them don't want the wind hitting it if they can get around it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a cultural thing. It's not all what you're eating. It's a cultural thing. You know, it's a choice that has to be made. And the majority of the adults today are not making that the right choice. And it trickles down because what they fail to understand is kids watch and do as you do as an adult. So if they see you eating whatever, how you going to tell them not to eat whatever? Because when you're not around, what they're going to do? They're going to eat what they want to eat because that's what they see you do. So if you don't, you know, it's we need to change the culture. No, we got to let our kids know hypertension, sleep apnea, diabetes, all that is not good. You know, running around here weighing 300 pounds and you wearing clothes made for a 188-pound person is not cute. It's not. Yes. You know,
size
but until, 20s
and all that.
Yeah. You know, but until we start emphasizing the health side of being too big, we're not going to do nothing but keep spinning our wheels. And that's what we need to do.
But me, I prefer, I'm just saying, me personally, I prefer a woman to be, if it's going to be a choice between skinny and fat, I prefer my woman be fat. You know, I don't like a woman who's too skinny. I must say, I like a size 12, ideally.
All right. But it's a size 12. See, and here's something else. And that I think we get off on. We go wrong. Because everyone who's a size 11, 12, 13 is not necessarily fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see? And I'm just going to say, they're not necessarily fat. You know, because some of them may be proportioned, the weight may be proportioned to where it looks good, and they're not fat. Now, the standards, you know, some of them may be athletic. You know what I mean? Maybe athletic. Athletically built. So the weight is
10 and a 12, easy.
Right.
Me, I'm a 10 and a 12.
There is a difference between being athletically built and just being big and obese. It is.
Yes.
You know, and then another thing you have to take in is medical, you know, what if they have any medical issues, you know, did they recently have a baby? And but, of course, you know, they shouldn't use that as a crutch, you know, to keep them 4 or 5 years later. Because eventually, hopefully, you want to get that weight off and get back to where you were before you had that baby. Of course,
yes.
You know, that's just my saying, my the way I'm feeling about it right about now.
Yes.
What I'm saying is, there's the black community, there is no attempt to break the bad cultural standards were set that we have, you know, lived with for years and years and years and years. It don't. But, heck, most of y'all have cable. No, so cable. I'm telling you, in the morning, there's about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 exercise right on TV. Nothing hard. You sit there, you do your little exercise. You got yoga channels on. I mean, come on. If you got Netflix, Netflix has thousands of exercise shows on. So there's really no reason not to be active. It's cold outside right now. I mean, it's 4 degrees. That's cold to me. But you know what? I got enough exercise equipment in here. I can get my workout on day. You see, understand what I'm saying? So, and maybe as men, we need to help our women. We need to help our women get, you know, become more confident and comfortable with working out. You know?
It's that damn weave, though, brother, man. Like you said, they don't want to sweat because of that damn weave.
Well, you know what? There's a way to get around that. If you truly love her and she truly love you, and as y'all tell each other when you go to bed at night, then there's some one way or another that it can be worked out. Yeah, wrap it up. Wrap the weave up. You wrap it up when you sleep in it, so just wrap it up when you work out.
So I had a black girl, right? And she used to wear a weave. She would wear that shit even in bed. She didn't want to make me see her without her weave.
You know, it's like that. It's like that. Because there's, you know, I think, and what I think a lot of it is, I think it's a lot of, which does have a lot to do with the weight gain, is self-confidence. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't have the self-confidence. And ladies, don't get us understand. We're not just talking about, because we know men have their issues too. You know, men have low self-confidence. We'll sit up there and drink all kind of beer and lay on the couch talking about we watching football, you know, we going to work out. But the problem, but the thing is, you know, women right now, Afro-American women, have a larger proportion of our women that are overweight and obese. And, you know, we need to work together. I'm not going to say one need to work out the other one, but we all just need to work together.
But it works both ways, though, brother, because it's just like you said, if we love her, then we will be able to accept her without the weave. And in the same way that if she's big, if you love her, then, you know, you're not going to say anything. You're not going to really, you know, kill the issue, because a lot of sisters, they will use that as an excuse, the fact that you met her like that.
Yeah. It's true. So, if that's the case, then why even? I mean, you know, eventually, you need to see her without it, just to show her that it doesn't bother you.
You're gonna have to pull that out of the root, boy. You're gonna have to pull it out of the root.
Look. Here it go. It's like this. They're going to have to take it out their hair, you know, if we go and get the next batch sewn in. Okay, this is from my own experience. So, if that's the case, then offer to help them take it out. See what I'm saying?
Mm.
Offer to help. Number one, it'll speed it up a little bit for you, and y'all get to spend some time together. And who knows what the conversation y'all may have. But in the same token, y'all can you know, you can let her know that you don't have a problem with her or her weave. You see what I'm saying? And actually, it helps build the relationship a little bit. Now, I'm looking at the stuff going on in the chat room. You should not make person. My man does my hair too. Well, I'm happy. You just got the perfect, from what you're saying all day, you got the perfect man in. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's more about, it's more than just about the weed, the food. It's a cultural decision or a cultural thing that we need to break. It's a cultural habit. That's the word I'm looking for. That we actually need to break. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Until we decide, you know, we want to be the poster child for diabetes, sleep apnea, what comes with it, hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
We rehab, as somebody said in the chat room. You know, we'll never conquer this. We'll never conquer this, but we need to, because now it's at the point to where it's beginning to affect our kids.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, you know, your parents were like, girl, get away from that. You don't need that. Now, you know, parents, because you know some are single parents or some just don't have the time. You know, you're trying to appease your children by giving them any and everything to eat, but you, instead of helping them, you're hurting them in the long run.
Exactly.
You know, so now you create more of a health issue for the black community at a younger age, compared to, you know, when it started, you know, 20, 25. Now it's beginning to start 9, 10 years old. We got kids walking around here with pre-type 2 diabetes,
yeah.
Yes, why? That should not be. And once again, like I said, until we break the old cultural habit or standard that was set back in the day about how we eat and how we view the food and how we treat children, we will never fix this thing. But we need to. We need to. Okay, Spray, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go on, brother.
No,
we need, again, you know, we have to put down the soapbox, the TV, you know, and, you know, we got to bring this, make our kids know how important it is to exercise, to move that blood, get that blood moving around the body, you know. We've got to, you know, and again, you know, when your daughter, or you know, if you have a daughter especially, you know, you should make her know that you don't need to make her understand what, when they see other women or girls with their hair relaxed and stuff, make them understand what they're trying to present of them. So that, like, I tell my daughter what these girls are trying to, these other young girls your age is trying to present is a European image. You're not European, so you don't need to look like that, you know.
Yeah.
And is me, are you unhappy with the way you look? And she says no. So is me, you don't need to do that then. You see what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I wouldn't allow it anyway, even if she was against it, even if she really wanted it, I wouldn't have it. But yeah, you know, you got to make them understand the image that is being presented here.
Mm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Which is most important.
That's you? That you're making all that noise on your phone?
It's my phone. I'm going to answer it. I'm coming back.
Oh, okay. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, why Supreme take his phone? Hey, y'all, what y'all think about that? I'm sorry. I guess we kind of took over the show. I do apologize. We are running later than normal. If you want to add to the conversation, 347-838-8622. Email me, eric.letstalk@gmail.com. Or hit me up in Facebook. Eric, let's put Facebook.com. Hey, we got a heck of a conversation going on in the chat room as well. But it, you know, I'm not advocating, you know. Well, I guess I am advocating, you know, just total nothing. Look, only thing I'm saying is we need to stop. You know, it's not a bad thing. Every now and then, you know, you get your southern food, you know, taste on, you know, but not every day. You know, not every meal. You know what I'm saying? put the Kool-Aid down. And trust me, if I can put the Kool-Aid down, you can put the Kool-Aid down. Because I'm a Kool-Aid fiend. I'm not going to lie to anybody know me or tell me, I am a Kool-Aid fiend. So if I can put Kool-Aid down and start drinking nothing but water, it's cool. You know, you can do it. And you'll begin to feel better. You know, then you won't have to worry about going to the doctor every 2 or 3 months. You can go every 6 months. You know, and as your cholesterol go down, you know, you can come off some of that medication you're taking that's slowing you down. Because some of you out there over-medicate because you're just hard-headed. Some of that medication you're taking, you don't really need it. If you would just pay attention to what you're doing, what you're eating, how inactive you are compared to how active you can be. You know? But you have to think about this. You know, if it's a nice day outside, you know, and you got a store, look, and you got a store right around the corner, why not take that little walk? Not going to hurt you. It's not. Plus, it's the way gas is going, heck, it's probably saving in gas some money anyway. It's just the little things. You know, it's not the big, major life changes like on TV. You see on TV, you know, the biggest loser, what have you. You don't take all that. You don't do it because you're on television or you want to be on. Do it because you want to be healthy. You want to be around for your kids, your grandkids. Do it for yourself. If that's not important enough for you, I don't know what is. I don't. And if you have kids, don't start your kids off wrong like that. You know, lead them down to the road to diabetes. They haven't even started middle school, and yet they're almost ready to take medication. Because why? Because you let them eat in it the same thing you eating. Now you're already walking around here wobbling. Now you want your kids to wobble with you, but then you get upset when somebody say something to you about it. Come on, people. You know, come on. It's not that hard. You know, we make it hard. We do. We make it hard. It doesn't have to be that hard. Think about it. You know, think about it. You know, your health is the most important thing. It is. Now, I'm not going to tell you to take no stairs at work, not the elevator. I'm not going to tell you any of that. That's your choice. You know, if you walk in the door, that's good. You know, for some of you, that's good enough. Because some of you right now, you ain't going to be able to take the stairs. You know? Now they say stop smoking all the weed and getting the munchies. See, I don't know about that. But the bottom line is, let's be aware. Let's start becoming aware. It's all about awareness now. It is. It's all about awareness. Be aware of what's going on. Be aware of what you're about to put in your body. Be aware of what your kid is about to put in their body. It's not hard. It's not hard. You know what I do? I keep cans of tuna. I do. I keep cans of tuna. When I just feel like I just don't have anything else, there's always tuna. You know, you can't beat that. You know, and for you that like to, you know, we as Afro as actually like all of barbecues and our gatherings. I'm not saying that nothing wrong with that, but let's eliminate some of that alcohol. You know, because there's nothing that says you have to have alcohol at a barbecue. You know, if you're the person giving the barbecue, if you eliminate that option, you're helping somebody out. Because most of them over there probably not supposed to be drinking anyway. That is so true. I know it sounds like I'm just talking out the side of my neck, but what I'm telling you is really true. You know, and if y'all can see some of the stuff that's going on right now, oh, Lord have mercy, you could just be dying. Oh, Lord. Because, I mean, they say take the spam out of your cabinet, stop drinking chocolate, strawberry quick, no more Kool-Aid packets in the cabinets. Well, I'm not going to lie. I got Kool-Aid packets in my cabinet, but I drink so much water before I make any Kool-Aid. But that's a good thing. For me not to even have Kool-Aid in my refrigerator, y'all just don't know what a big step that is for me. Because I love my red Kool-Aid, and y'all know this. But, you know, but it's a conscious effort that I'm making not to, you know, have every drink be something Kool-Aid or soft drink or what have you. Look, I drink so much water, sometimes I feel like I'm just swimming. I'm just saying, I just feel like I be swimming. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, you know, those are the sort of things that we need to do. You know, I know I'm giggling, but the reality is we need to do better, black folk. As the young people say, family, we need to do better, fam. Because right now we losing a battle that we shouldn't be losing. We losing a battle that we shouldn't even be in. You know, I think that's the most discouraging thing there is altogether. We're losing a battle that we shouldn't even be in. We should not be in at all. But we have gotten lazy. We have fell into that trap of everything convenient. You know, we got Lunchables. We got these homemade meals. Hey, some of y'all go out there and spend all that money on them diet meals. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, you see Jennifer Hudson on TV talking about them, and you think about it now. Let's be real. Jennifer Hudson was a big girl until when? She became famous, right? Am I not lying? Now all of a sudden she get on there and tell y'all about Jenny Craig because her financial status came up a little bit. So now she could afford to go and do Jenny Craig and have surgery. But can you? So why are they trying to do like she do? You can't afford the meals, but you don't need to do those meals. You just cut down on the portions that you have. Because you're not Jennifer Hudson. You don't have that trainer with you 24-7. You can pick up the phone, call, and say, come train and get me in shape for my concert or for this tour. You don't have that. So your struggle is more direct. You have to work daily at yours. Daily. Daily. It's not hard. Oh, I'm sorry. I was corrected, y'all. Jennifer got paid by Weight Watchers. She's in big trouble if she's advertising Jenny Craig. Okay, same difference, same people, same outcome. She couldn't do none of it until she got rich and made some money. Thank you for that correction. Oh, Lord have mercy. But, yes, that is the same thing. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm just saying. Only thing we have to do is better choices. That's all we have to do, people. That's all we have to do. We help each other make better choices. And that's the beautiful part about it. We can help each other. It just won't take you by yourself. But we got to be willing to ask for help. Hey, I mean, hey, when you go to the club and you need a babysitter, you don't mind asking somebody then, do you? Huh? Hey, yeah, I mean, let's be real. Wow. You know, and then you taking all this, getting all this stuff, putting in your body. fat and injection in their lips and boobs and everything. Why? You don't you know that just adding more troubles to your health down the line? And you wonder why you're getting big as hell. It's not all about what society is doing to us. It's not all about what's being put in the food. You know what it's all about? It's all about the decisions that we're making. That's right. It's all about the decisions that we're making. And right now, we're not making, some of us aren't making very good decisions. I mean, don't let me get it wrong. You know, you're not going to get it right every time. You know, you're just not going to get it right. Take Oprah for instance. Oprah got all the money in the world, and she still struggles with her weight. She has chefs out the yazoo. She can close down restaurants if you want to. She can buy Jenny Craig Weight Watchers, whatever else. But yet, she still struggles with her weight. So what makes you think you're so perfect that you're not going to struggle? Everything's going to be perfect. It's not. It's not. I'm serious. It's not. But the only thing you got to do is for just a little bit of effort. I guarantee you, once you see a change. Now, let's be real now. Let's be real about this. It's not going to happen overnight, okay? It's like a relationship. You know, it's like a relationship. You're going to have to put the work in. You know, you're going to have to put the work in. You're going to wake up on, you know, the next day and be like, oh, Lord, I lost 10 pounds. No. So stop believing in those little pills they show you on TV late night. That's not happening either. Because the side effects are worse than the actual good parts of it. You know, it's going to take time, good choices, education. That's all it's going to take. And we can fight this thing about obesity. And then you'll be so happy, you go to your doctor, you're like, ooh, Miss Chubby, your blood pressure is down. Ooh, Miss Chubby, your back cholesterol is down. Oh, Slim, hey, you're doing good. It went down a little bit more. I'm just saying. Okay, I'm just saying, y'all. But this is just some of the things that we can do. Y'all may not, you know, understand what I'm saying now. But hopefully, if just one or two of you out there understand what I'm saying, I'll be happy. I will be. I would be so, so happy. You know, I got something somebody sent me, and I'm going to read it to you. And this made so much sense. Let's see. Whatever you're willing to tolerate will stay in our lives. So if you are willing to continue to tolerate the obesity, it will stay in our lives. And I'm going to say in your life. Okay? I'm just going to say in your life. It's going. If that's what you want to tolerate, is that what you want to do? That's fine. You know, hey. Hey, just because that's what you want. There's nothing that's telling you no. I mean, nobody's stopping you. Except for yourself. Yeah, it is what it is. All right. Well, you know, so hopefully somebody got something out of this today. I understand this is not a typical show. And I apologize for the technical issues that we were having earlier. I'm going to blame it on the weather because things went crazy. Things went crazy today. I didn't have any sound. So, you know, I have to, I kind of can work some technical things out here. But I think we got it covered now. Okay. Now, I want to thank everybody who joined me today, Mr. Solution. Poverty Supreme for joining in the conversation in our chat room. Anna Iris, St. Peter, Supreme, May 2. Of course, my chat room coordinator, ANAF, always on point. I think there was a couple other people showed up, but Hey, everybody out there listening on the phones, hey, thank you once again for being patient with me today. We'll be all right tomorrow. I guarantee it. We'll be all right tomorrow. Well, let's see. What else I have to say? Hey, I don't know. I think I just about done said it all. You know, I sometimes think, you know, if you want to know what it is. Okay. Hey, if y'all want to, you know, if you have a topic or anything like that you want to hear on the show, just send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can send me, go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Just me up, you know, here in the chat room. Either way, I'll make sure I get it on the air because, hey, I'm always looking for something. Hey, tomorrow's topic is light skin, dark skin, or bleach skin. Yeah, we I told y'all this week is going to be kind of tight, so that should be another very interesting show. We will start on time tomorrow, I guarantee it. Yes, I have fixed the problems. Yes, I have. Well, y'all, I think I'm about to step up out of here. But anyway, once again, I want to thank everybody for listening. You've been listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Eric Jackson. And remember, you know, when you get home tonight, you know, take a look at that special someone, okay? Tell them you love them. Tell them you care about them. Let them know that you really, really, really appreciate them being there and the things they do for you. You know, not just the big things, just the little things, you know. Sometimes it's all about the little things. You know, give them a hug. Tell them you love them. Kiss them. Or throw a book at them or something. Just let them know you know they're there. All right, don't throw no book now. Come on, y'all. Be for real. But I'm just saying. Anyway, other than that, y'all, I'm about to get up out of here. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll see you right here in the place. Until then, I am now out of here. See ya. Talk, please, talk.